the last time anyone saw Robert Levinson was March 2007, when he flew to Iran's Kish Island, a hotbed for tourists and organized crime. For years, the United States has insisted Levinson, a retired FBI agent, had gone on his own, but reports from the Associated Press and Washington Post now say Levinson was part of a botched U.S. spy operation and that his family was paid $2.5 million to keep quiet. Levinson's family responded, posting a statement Friday to the website helpboblevinson.com. It calls Levinson a courageous man who risked his own life in service to the U.S. government and calls on the U.S. to step up and take care of one of its own. But it never directly addresses the alleged relationship with the CIA. The White House also reacted Friday. Spokesman Jay Carney.
What I can tell you is he was not a U.S. government employee when he made that trip. But I'm not going to get into any more details.
His family's Iranian lawyer says if Levinson was working for the CIA, he was never told. Mohammed Hossein Agassi, now living in the U.S., also told VOA's Persian service via Skype in his dealings with Iran's government, Iranian officials never accused Levinson of being a spy. But Associated Press Washington investigative editor Ted Brightus says U.S. officials were convinced Iran knew.
If he were held by the government, they have been accused of some fairly oppressive interrogation techniques. Could he have held out for 7 days, 7 hours? Surely. 7 years? Probably not.
Just months after Levinson disappeared, his wife, Christine, went to Tehran pleading with officials.
They have assured me that they will help me find my husband if possible.
But other than photos and videos showing him in failing health, there's been nothing.
I am running very quickly out of diabetes medicine.
For now, U.S. officials are slamming the news media for running the new allegations, saying they do nothing to further the cause of bringing Levinson home. Former CIA agent Robert Baer, via Skype, agrees.
It's bad. It's going to really hurt, and it's very unfortunate.
He tells VOA's Persian service if Levinson was part of a CIA operation, it was as sloppy as it gets, and that the implications are huge.
What I'm afraid is that this is going to become an issue on the Hill, and that any effort to reconcile with Iran, any detente, is going to founder on Levinson.
As for Robert Levinson's current whereabouts, if anyone knows for sure, they still aren't saying. Jeff Selden, VOA News.